Namaste, good morning. I'm very happy to be here in India. And I've been thinking a lot about what I have learned over these last, particularly 11 years with V-Day and the Vagina Monologues, traveling the world, essentially meeting with women and girls across the planet to stop violence against women. What I want to talk about today is this particular cell or grouping of cells that is in each and every one of us, and I want to call it the girl cell. And it's in men as well as in women. I want you to imagine that this particular grouping of cells is central to the evolution of our species and the continuation of the human race. And I want you to imagine that at some point in history, a group of powerful people invested in owning and controlling the world understood that the suppression of this particular cells, the oppression of these cells, the reinterpretation of these cells, the undermining of these cells, getting us to believe in the weakness of these cells and that crushing, eradicating, destroying, reducing these cells basically began the process of killing off the girl cell, which was, by the way, patriarchy. I want you to imagine that the girl is a chip in the huge macrocosm of collective consciousness, and it is essential to balance, to wisdom, and to actually the future of all of us. And then I want you to imagine that this girl cell is compassion, and it's empathy, and it's passion itself, and it's vulnerability, and it's openness, and it's intensity, and it's association, and it's relationship, and it is intuitive. And then let's think how compassion informs wisdom, and that vulnerability is our greatest strength. And then emotions have inherent logic, which lead to radical, appropriate, saving action. And then let's remember that we've been taught the exact opposite by the powers that be, that compassion clouds your thinking, that it gets in the way, that vulnerability is weakness, that emotions are not to be trusted, and you're not supposed to take things personally, which is one of my favorites. I think the whole world has essentially been brought up not to be a girl. How do we bring up boys? What does it mean to be a boy? To be a boy really means not to be a girl. To be a man means not to be a girl. To be a woman means not to be a girl. To be strong means not to be a girl. To be a leader means not to be a girl. I actually think that being a girl is so powerful that we've had to train everyone not to be that. And I'd also like to say that the irony, of course, is that denying girls, suppressing emotion, refusing feeling has led us here, where we have now come to live in a world where the most extreme forms of violence, the most horrific poverty, genocide, mass rape, the destruction of the earth, is completely out of control. And because we have suppressed our girl selves and suppressed our girlship, we do not feel what is going on. So we are not being charged with the adequate response to what is happening.